the word mini means? It's short for miniature, spelled M-I-N-I, which means small or tiny. I've created a mini course that is a much smaller example of my full TOEFL video course. This mini course focuses on common pronunciation mistakes and how to avoid them. If you'd like to take this mini course for free, visit studywithandrea.com/mini to register today. If you're worried about having to make a purchase, don't worry. This is my special gift to you, completely free. So visit studywithandrea.com/mini, M-I-N-I. Now, on to this writing lesson. In this TOEFL writing lesson, I'm going to tell you something really important when writing for the TOEFL test. Before I tell you my one major tip today, I want to tell you a little bit of background information. Now, you may or may not know this, but language is cultural. That means the way that I speak to you in English is very informed by the culture that I was raised in the United States. And other languages have different cultural influences. And some of those cultural influences include communication styles. So believe it or not, the way that English speakers write is quite different than the way people write in other languages. The grammar is different, the structure is different, and even the content can be different. This is not to say that every writer in English writes the same, and every writer in Chinese writes the same, or every writer in Swahili writes the same, but it is to say that our culture impacts how we organize our writing, and so it's important to know how English is organized so that you can meet the standards that are set when writing for academic English. So my big tip for today, when approaching a writing question, the very first thing you should do during the test is to organize your thoughts first. This might sound simple, but I'll just tell you, this is a huge mistake that a lot of people make. They get the question to the writing section and they immediately start writing. I think that's a huge mistake. In English, organization and structure is so important. You will be rated on how well you organize your writing. And so you want to take about 1 minute or maybe even 2 minutes to organize your thoughts before you write. So let's think of a funny topic to write about. Let's say the question is something like, are cats good or bad, right? Okay, if I get the topic, are cats good or bad? Of course, it's not going to be that topic, but we'll just use it for this conversation. I would immediately organize my thoughts and I would write down on my paper, cats are good. And then I would write 3 points that I want to make supporting why cats are good. Number one, cats clean up after themselves. Number two, cats give you the personal space that you deserve. And number three, cats don't bark. All right, so I've taken 30 seconds to write down my thesis or my main idea, which are cats are good, and then my 3 main supporting points. I've just jotted that down, and that's the organization I'm going to go with for my essay. So now I have a structure or an organizational pattern that I'm going to follow during the essay, and it just took me 30 seconds or maybe 60 seconds to write this down. So in English, like I said, writing is so organized and it's linear, meaning that it happens in order, right? It has a chronological pattern. It often isolates only one idea per paragraph. And so you want to make sure that you're organized and you stay on topic and you only talk about one topic at a time. That's really key when writing in English. That's different than other languages. Some languages write in a circular pattern, meaning that you bring up a point and then you come back to it later and you come back to it again and back to it again. Other cultures and other languages write in a non-linear fashion where it's not just A, B, C, but it might be C, Z, A, F. So when writing in English, that organization is so key. And it also will help you save time. If you organize up front, you won't start writing and then get stuck and think, oh man, I shouldn't have started with that. I should start with something else. Instead, when you organize your thoughts first, then you have a guide to help you save time throughout. All right, so that's my big piece of advice for the writing test. And I hope it helps you out. And you can always, of course, practice this. So if you find a topic, let's say that you're researching some topics online of TOEFL writing questions, you can go ahead, look at that question, and then take 60 seconds to organize your thoughts. What would be the main points you're going to make? Make sure you do a thesis statement and then three main points. And of course, this is for the persuasive essay. The integrated task is a little bit different, although I would recommend organizing your thoughts beforehand as well. It is really helpful to organize your thoughts for the integrated task because you should put what are you going to compare and what are you going to contrast. You still need clear organization for that essay as well. All right. I hope that helps you with your preparation for the TOEFL test. Just in case you missed it, at the start of this lesson, I've created a free punctuation mini course just for you. There is no payment needed. Just visit studywithandrea.com/mini to learn more. That's studywithandrea.com/mini. Happy learning!